boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You ever notice that with your partner, you tend to have like the dumbest debates or arguments over the stupidest things? And you have to bring it to like your friends because you're like, I want to know
who's right.
Who's right and who's wrong here. So I'm bringing said dumb debate argument from me and neighbor man to you.
Great. I'm ready for my brain cells to die.
Got brought up. Honestly, I know we were in the car. That's all I remember, but I don't know how, like, why this inspired the debate. But we started debating in what order of, like, okay, let's say Coke, okay? What order of, like, Coke product is the best? As in bottle, can, glass, or fountain Coke.
Oh.
You have one drink. Which one's better? The glass version, the bottle version, the can, or the fountain version?
Like how it's served.
Yes. Now, we both agreed glass is superior. No one can argue that.
It's very fancy.
Right. So then I was almost like, okay, kiss, marry, kill, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to kiss one, you got to kill one, and you got to marry one.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I'm killing the bottled like Coke bottle or just whatever soda, you know? I'm killing the bottles. I hate them. I think they make the soda taste weird. I do not like them. So I'm going to kiss cans. I think they're pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
Only when they're cold. I hate when they get warm.
Yeah, ugh. Gross. No.
And I'm going to marry fountain. I love me a fountain soda. Oh, it's so good. But he was like, oh my God, that's disgusting. Fountain is absolutely horrific. And I was like, what is wrong with you? Who hurt you?
Seriously, because there's nothing. I will say, I guess, fountain is hard because if it's a gross fountain soda, it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
But like a fresh, crispy fountain soda, Coke. Mm. Ooh, man, I'm right there with you. That's my number one.
You're going to marry that one.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But then I would switch the other two, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I love a can, but I buy those all the time because they're the cheapest.
Yeah.
So I feel like when I get to drink a soda out of a bottle,
it's different.
It feels a little luxurious. I like the when you open it. Now I want to drink most of it in one sitting because it doesn't stay carbonated.
And oh, yeah.
It gets flat. And I feel like every time you put the lid on, it gets more and more flat and it just gets grosser and grosser. But off, like, right out the fridge, I think I would do fountain, bottle, can.
I feel like, dude, can, I would rather drink. If I had to pick between bottle and can, which one warm, I'll do can.
Ugh. Warm? I don't want a warm pop ever.
No, that's disgusting.
That's gross. Tastes like gasoline.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We've barely tiptoed into fall. It's not even technically fall until like the 21st or 22nd.
I'm glad you know. I was like, oh God, I don't even know if I know.
It's at least two more weeks. But here we are bringing out Christmas decorations in stores. And we're talking about Christmas movies already.
Bring it on.
I knew you'd be
I've been waiting for this moment.
Well, you know, you've got your classic Christmas movies, obviously. But then you've got Hallmark, who makes...
Yeah, my favorite.
They make more, like, trendy.
This is the time of the year where I subscribe to their streaming service.
Okay.
And then I shut it off after Christmas because who watches Hallmark after Christmas?
Do you want a movie to be on the lookout for?
Yes.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Are stepping into
the holiday movie scene.
Wait, them? Or is it going to be about Taylor and Travis? Because you got me really excited.
So the movie is going to be called Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story. It's coming out on November 30th.
Okay.
So.
Perfect.
It'll be perfect time to kick off your holiday movie watching. There's going to be some appearances from the Queen, Donna Kelsey. AKA Travis Kelsey's mother.
Shut up.
The Chiefs coach, Andy Reid, and they say along with several Chiefs players, they don't have anybody named specifically.
Okay.
And obviously when this first got announced, Swifties are like, hello, this is what we've all been dreaming of because their love story, Travis and Taylor's, feels like a Hallmark movie.
It is, yeah.
Unfortunately, this is not going to be about their love story.
No! Who's it about?
So it's about like a family who's massive Chiefs fans and they're up for the Fan of the Year contest. And there's not a lot of information beyond that. But that doesn't
mean their car breaks down and they can't make it to the thing. That's probably what ends up happening. That's usually how the Hallmark movies go.
A lot of people are holding out hope, though, because the title, A Chiefs Love Story, people are wondering if it's going to maybe reference.
All right, do you have anything about it? Because I'll just as someone who watches the Hallmark a little too much, I can already predict.
You're going to predict it. No, that's all I really know is that it's going to follow a family and maybe reference Taylor and Travis.
Okay, so the family's going to go. There's this girl. She's had some rough patches with love. She just can't find the one. And honestly, she just got out of a bad breakup. She goes to this thing and she's bored. So she goes to the bathroom. And on her way there, that's when she bumps into one of the Chiefs players.
Oh.
And they don't kick it off. Actually, he's really mean to her. That's what probably will end up happening. And then somehow fast forward, they end up falling in love and they kiss when they're snow falling. That's how it goes. That's a Hallmark movie for you. And I love them. Predictable.
Okay. I need you to write that all down.
Because if I'm right.
Because then if you're right, maybe you should go work for Hallmark.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I absolutely failed hardcore before I even walked in the doors at Vinton Shelsburg, class of 2014, 10-year reunion. 10-year reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Before I even walked in the doors, I made the biggest mistake. And so if you have a class reunion this year, let me help you. I don't want you to be a fool like me and make the same mistake. Or maybe you have one in the next couple of years. Here's my advice.
Okay.
Read the yearbook. Look over the yearbook, study the yearbook, read the dang yearbook, okay? Because before I even walked into the doors of the class reunion, I saw a couple of people standing outside, right? Yeah. They must have been overheated, whatever, who cares, right? They're outside the building and they're talking. And I'm looking in my rearview mirror before I even get out of my car. And I'm like, okay, some of those faces look familiar. And I'm trying to look a little bit harder. I'm like, oh, I know her. What's her name?
Oh, God. No.
And I have to walk past her, Taylor. I have to walk past her to get into the door. And I cannot remember her name. Mm-hmm. I didn't think this was possible, that I would honestly forget any of my classmates' names, faces, anything. So I just tried to, I did that awkward thing where I pretended I'm on my phone, uh-huh. as I walk into the building, because I could not for the life of me remember her name. But that wasn't the only problem. That continued to happen all night long.
Yeah, nope.
There was a point where I finally figured out her name, and so I went to go sit by her, catch up with her. There was a group of people, and I knew most of them. Some of them I thought were significant others, until this one guy, who I thought was her husband or something, asked us, hey, do you remember how many people we had in our class? And I was like,
you were part of us?
You're one of us? Who are you? And I started to look at him, and I couldn't figure it out. So I was like, excuse me, someone's calling my name over here. I had to get up and I was like, I went over to my friend Ashley and I'm like, who is that guy with a beard? You better tell me.
Oh.
Because he says he's in our class. Who is that?
Mm-hmm.
And of course she didn't know. So then I had to start working the room and I'm like, who is this man with a beard? I don't know who that is. And I need you to tell me who his name is. Figured it out eventually.
Oh, I was going to say, was he a reunion crasher? Because that's pretty cool. No.
And then there was another moment about an hour before the whole thing was over. This boy walks in. And he's tatted up. He's looking good, And I was like, oh, who are you? And he immediately walks in and he goes, hey, I remember most of you. You're Emily. You're Hannah. You're Destiny. And I was like, wait, you know me? Because I don't know you. So then I had to turn to my friend Emily and I was like, who is this?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, you know. And then she told me his name. But I'm telling you right now, Taylor, you've got to study that yearbook.
That doesn't matter, because how many of those people, half the reason you didn't recognize them is because they look so different.
So here's my advice. Study the yearbook and then go creep on their Facebook. Because you need to study the yearbook to remember who's in your class. Because the first girl, I didn't even remember her name. She looked the exact same. I just forgot her name.
Yeah.
So you need to study the yearbook so you remember what their name is. But then you need to creep on their LinkedIn, their Facebook, Instagram. I don't know. MySpace. Figure it out. But you got to figure out what they look like, because then you don't want to be the doofus like me, who's like, hey, I was just waiting for that moment for someone to come up to me, start talking to me, and be like, oh my God, remember in science? And I would be like,
you know what?
Who are you?
Yeah. I don't know. I think you have convinced me more not to go. And if anything, I want to go to somebody else's
and
as
crash
a rando
it.
And then wait until somebody realizes that
there was
a
girl who crashed ours.
Really?
Yeah. She was up. She came with another girl. She was her friend. And at one point started punking everybody and saying, oh, I was in your biology class. Do you don't remember me?
See, that's hilarious. And I want that to be my life.
I'm trying to see if I can convince you to go to your 10-year class reunion next year, because I think there's a way that I could convince you.
I think it would take very much.
Because I went to mine this weekend, and I'm not going to lie. I was dreading it the whole week before, months even leading up to it, that I was just like, I don't care. I don't.
Yeah, that's what you said until literally Friday. You're like, well, what if I have FOMO?
Yeah, I was like, I don't care, and I don't really care to catch up, and I don't want to hear everybody bragging about, I've got, like, you know, 6 houses and 3 children, and I'm like,
who did you go to school with?
I didn't want to care. I did care about that, but I'm going to tell you this. You should go because the tea is piping hot. Because here's the thing. You don't live in your hometown. Neither do I. And a lot of them still do. So they got the tea and they're bringing it to the class reunion, which is amazing. And I loved it because I was like, we as an adults don't really get tea and we don't really get gossip anymore.
No. And when it happens, it is exciting.
It is so exciting. Girl, I was finding out so much. I mean, there are people who are straight up come to you at the class reunion and they tell you their whole tea of their whole life, which was awesome. But then there's moments where, you know, I would go over to one friend and she's like, did you hear about him and why he's not coming today? It's because blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, that's good. Mm. I mean, I found out so much. At the very end of our class reunion, we ended up going through the yearbook and we just started yelling every single name in the class. And if everybody who was in the room at that time, yell what you know about where they're at in their life right now. Okay, they've got 3 kids. They've been divorced 6 times. Whatever you know.
Yeah.
It was so cool because I was like getting all the gossip and the tea. And then you get the gossip and the tea about your old teachers.
Okay.
Girl, I found out some bad tea about some of my teachers. It was so good.
That you just don't know because you don't live there.
Because I don't live there anymore. Mm. And I don't have any kids who go to that school anymore. I found so many juicy things. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to tell everyone. Everybody I know. If you see me at the grocery store, I'm going to tell you everything I need and you need to know. Because the tea is piping hot. This is why you should go. It's so good, Taylor.
I'm like,
You're like,
I want to hear the tea that you got.
Oh, I'll tell you.
But I don't.
You don't want to go?
I think I'd rather stay home. I'd rather stay home and have them like yell out my name the way that you just did. Uh-huh. And be like, did she even go here?
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm here to report some bad news.
What?
There's been a tragedy.
What?
The mums are dead.
Wait, like, because like an animal got to them or we just forgot to water them? Which one?
I think they're really thirsty. Mm. Okay, so Claire from the Morning Scramble brought in these beautiful mums because the Zuna 2.9 marching band is back every Friday morning. And she was like, well, let's spruce up the yard. So she had these nice mums outside, and they were yellow and beautiful, and I just turned around and was disturbed by the skeleton that remains. Ugh. They are dry and shriveled and sad.
That's like, I don't think that, I don't know flowers and plants very well, but I have a feeling that's not one you can,
revive.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think they've got, it hasn't rained. Whose job was it to water?
Not mine!
Producer Ben. Should we get him
honestly,
in trouble?
Honestly, probably Producer Ben.
I might need to leave an anonymous note.
What?
Does she know that they're dead?
I don't know.
It's dark out when Claire's standing over here. She probably can't see.
We just send her the Sarah McLachlan, Arms of an Angel.
Black and white photo of the crusty mums outside. It's been real and it's been fun.
For $20, we can replace your moms.
Not me. I didn't kill them.
Well, I didn't either.
Oh.
I was saying we could go to the store. And we'll probably just go to the store and get something else. But
I think we need a watering can.
This is honestly advice for everyone. If you haven't watered your mums,
they need it.
Your mums need it. Your mums need it. Your mums need it.
This is a new protest we're taking. Moms for mums.
We want to know what stupid detail made you not like a movie. Call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. Because I finally watched the original Beetlejuice and Beetlejuice Beetlejuice this weekend.
I'm jealous because now I this weekend need to do exactly what you did.
You do.
Watch the old one and then go see the new one.
Oh my God, you totally do. I watched both and I feel like I can give a really good opinion about which movie is better.
Sure.
As someone who has watched both for the very first time. Here's the thing. The new movie, I have nothing negative to say about it. I think the new movie, I think everyone should go see it. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice is really, really good. I think for the first time in a really, really long time, it's a second movie that's not a disappointment.
True.
Here's where I have a bone to pick. And don't hate me, but it's the original movie.
Okay. It's old.
I know. I'm not even going to complain about the graphics that, you know, I'm not going to do any of that, okay?
Okay.
The detail that drives me nuts about the original Beetlejuice, okay, is that you don't really get to meet Beetlejuice until 40 minutes in. And don't be like, oh, she's being dramatic. No. I'm not being dramatic because Friday night, I couldn't wait till Saturday. Friday night, I ended up starting to watch Beetlejuice. And I only got halfway through the movie. It was about 40 minutes in is where Wynonna, what's her character's name?
Lydia.
Thank you. She finally meets the original owners who are dead.
Yeah.
She finally sees them for the first time. So Beetlejuice is not even in the scene yet at all, and we're 40 minutes in. I went to my class reunion Saturday, and they were like, oh, the movie's raunchy. And I'm like, what do you mean it's raunchy? Like, I clearly haven't gotten to that part yet.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, it's because it's Beetlejuice. Well, Beetlejuice needs to enter the picture before 40 minutes. That I have a problem with that.
You actually have a point there. I specifically remember the first time watching it because I watched it because we had a dance that was themed it. And I was like, well, I should probably see the movie to like understand what's going on here. And I remember being like, where is he? Does he ever show up?
That's what I'm saying. If you're going to have a movie named after you, you need to be entering the picture way before the 40-minute mark. And that's for any movie. So I got a bone to pick with the original one.
I'm right there with you.
The other bone I'll pick is if there's not enough fighting scenes.
Oh.
Like, I don't feel like Beetlejuice really fought off the real humans enough. Mm-hmm. I feel like I could have had one more fight.
You'd like a little more violence.
Yeah. There was not. You know me, I like violence.
Sure. We're talking about those stupid details that you notice when you're watching a movie that can immediately make you not like it.
Mm-hmm.
Even for the silliest reason. And you can still call us and tell us what that detail is for you at 319-200-1029. When you brought this up, because you were annoyed that Beetlejuice took 45 minutes to even make an appearance in the movie.
What's the point of even calling that if he doesn't get in there until 45 minutes later?
I get it. It's annoying. And then I was thinking, I watched a James Bond movie.
Oh, yeah.
Over the summer with my boyfriend, which was the first one I had ever seen. I've never really gotten into it. And like it was a good movie. I watched Skyfall. It was entertaining. But I was kind of irritated that the man doesn't die. Okay? That sounds bad. It sounds really,
really
bad.
Does he normally die? I've never seen a James Bond movie.
Here's the thing. I can't remember all the details. Homeboy's fallen off like a huge bridge into a body of water and surviving.
And you're like, in real life, you'd be dead.
Yeah. Everybody else thinks he's dead. They're planning a funeral, like crazy stuff. And then he just appears. And he has little bruises and cuts on his face from falling off of a cliff. And then in like the next scene, this is another thing that annoys me. All the wounds are gone. I'm like,
oh, how'd that magically happen?
Right. James Bond is a normal person. He's just a secret spy. I would feel differently if it was Superman or Spider-Man. You're supposed to have superpowers.
Right.
But if you're just a regular like detective or spy or something like that.
If you all fall off of a cliff, you should
deserve
be,
it.
You should be dead.
What's going on?
It's that thing that you complain about to your friends and your family, and sometimes they get it, and sometimes They just don't. They think you're weird. It's that stupid detail that really just made you not like a movie. We want to hear it at 319-200-1029. And I think a lot of people would agree with this one. Rob said CGI.
Oh,
I feel like it can make or break a movie real fast, dude. It can.
Because if it's really, really bad,
I'm out.
And suddenly the whole movie's a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom, what about you?
Titanic. When the boat's going down and the butt of the boat goes up in the air, the guy in the chef's outfit hits head first on the propeller and it rings like a bell, just clear as it can be. And I completely lost it. I just started laughing right there in the theater.
It's kind of like CGI, where it's like a really serious moment is done really poorly.
100%. 100%.
Now the whole movie to me is like, oh, this is not as good as I wanted
it
to be.
Yeah, if you're like watching a movie and there's like a monster that comes in and it's like horribly done, I'm like, I can't follow along because that monster did not look real.
It just ruined it. Ruined it for me. Barb, what about you?
The spurting blood.
Yes.
The blood that spurts.
Why? Because it looks fake or you're just like, that was, you didn't need it. What's the reasoning for it?
Any movie. And I used to be able to live with those graphic movies. Just the graphics where they have to spurt the blood all over everybody drives me crazy.
It's obscene. Hey!
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Things have gotten personal on TikTok because we're talking about how you sleep with your partner.
Apparently, we're doing it wrong. I probably am.
Well, you know, everybody's got an opinion, and there's this girl named Chantel who shared a video about her and her boyfriend who have been together for 3 years. They live together and she shared what she thought was an innocent nighttime routine video. And on the screen it said, "My partner and I don't share a bedroom. Every night at 7:30 p.m. we meet in his room. He makes us a cup of tea and we watch an episode of our TV show. Then we part ways and both have a good night's sleep. I love us." So she was saying he is a deep sleeper. He snores. Mm. He likes to be really cool. Mm. I'm a really light sleeper. Mm-hmm. I like to have tons of pillows around me and I like to be on the warmer side. So there's no other reason that we sleep separately other than that it makes us more comfortable, and in the end, it's better for our relationship. Then you've got people in the comments who are like, yes, queen slay, I'm the same way. And some other people that are like, aren't you just roommates at that point? Like, I would never, ever, ever allow that to happen in my relationship. What do you think?
I can go both ways.
Okay.
Because here's the thing is, that was actually one of the biggest, like, arguments between me and my ex was that bedtime was the biggest problem for us. I like to sleep with a fan. He did not. He liked to sleep with the TV. I do not. He's a loud snorer. I am not. I'm a lights, like light person, like a sleeping person. Yeah. So like it woke me up every single time. So like I think 90% of our arguments was about our sleeping habits because we just like for the life of us could not agree. I'm like, if we could just figure it out, relationship would have been hunky-dory, you know? It would have been perfect.
For
so
sure.
I think if we had, and towards the end of the relationship, we did have separate bedrooms, it was a little bit better just for my mental health. That was about it. But now that I have neighbor man, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little needy. I need to... Why?
Okay.
I need cuddles. I need you to hold my hand when I go to bed. I need someone to hold my hand. I'm a little needy. I'm a little baby. I'm just going to be honest. I'll be honest. I'm a little baby. I want my hand held, and I want snuggles. It's different because he likes the fan. He doesn't snore. And then I want my snuggles. I'm a very needy person.
So you don't think you could ever go back to being
with
somebody?
If he asked for a separate bedroom, I would cry.
Oh.
It would not be okay. Everything would not be okay. Again, I'm needy.
enough said.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
It's always an interesting time when one of your friends gets a new significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, and you meet them for the first time and you're like, do I like you?
Do I not?
Do we vibe? Do we not? What's the situation? So I kind of had this moment over the weekend. I ran into a college friend who doesn't live in the area anymore, and we caught up, and she's got a new boyfriend. And I, when I first met up with her, she like met us out on the street at tailgates in Iowa City. And we got to talking, and I was like, oh, is he here? Like, you got to tell me all about him. And then she turned around and waved him over. So I was like, okay, this is the moment. I've seen him on social media, but I don't know anything about him. I'm going to pay attention to the little details right now to see if I like him. Immediately, what I appreciated, number one, he didn't hide behind her. He didn't walk up and stand right behind her. I feel like that's what a lot of guys do. He walked over and he shook my boyfriend's hand and he shook my hand and he introduced himself. And I was okay, I like
this. And he didn't wait for her to introduce. I like that too.
Well, she did. She's like, hey, this is my boyfriend. And he said, hey, I'm blah, 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 you know, to each of us. So I thought that was like something I've never noticed before, that a lot of guys will like stand behind their girl and just like wait there.
Yeah.
But he was like level with us. And I was like, okay, I feel like you're at least trying. You're being open with us. And then the other thing is that me and my girlfriend were chatting it up. Obviously, we haven't seen each other in months, so we are gabbing, we're yapping. And he stood and talked to my boyfriend the whole time, because obviously we were not to be interrupted. We had a lot to catch up on. Mm-hmm. But the two of them just were totally fine. Because how easy could it have been to been like, hey, I'm Tommy. That's not his name. And then be like, all right, okay. And then like slowly wander away back to people he knew, or just stand there and stare at my friend to be done. But he just kept like making small talk with my boyfriend while the two of us finished up. And I was like, okay, you care.
No, I like that too.
And then as we walked away, my boyfriend was like, okay, I've met some of the guys that she's been with in the past. I liked him. I was like, okay, tell me what, like, what was it? And he said he seemed like he actually wanted to talk to me. I was like,
he wants to get to know her people, which I appreciate.
Yes, I appreciate so much. Mm-hmm. Even though it wasn't very long, I was like, okay, if you at least try, I can give you a passing.
Because eventually they're going to be your friends too, so you might as well.
If you make it that long.
Well, we'll see.
But that is out of my control.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.